It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up! Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, along with...
Isaac Wilson.
And, yep, just us two this time around. We're going to give you a little wrap-up of the Indiana Comic-Con, the third year of the Indiana Comic-Con. And, well, it was quite an event. Unfortunately, we only attended on the Sunday of the three-day event.
Sunday.
And they had apparently a huge busy day on Saturday. Now, to be honest, one of the reasons why I wanted to go on Sunday is because I wanted to go when there's less of a crowd. I get to, you know, that way I get to slow down and mingle and get to look around at my own pace. Rather than, you know, sometimes in those crowds, you get a little more fast-paced and everything. But it was still crowded on Sunday, which is good for them. And it's still, I mean, I still had a good time. It was not, and the thing about it wasn't overcrowded at all. But it still was a huge draw, and we had a good time. Indiana Comic-Con held in Indianapolis. Apparently, they're going to go on with another year, so this is a thing now. But like I said, it's the third year. This is the first one we attended. And let's see, Isaac's going to give his wrap-up of it, but I'll give mine first. My main goal was to meet Brent Spiner. Yep, Brent Spiner was there. Some of the other guests that were there, John Rhys Davies from, John Rhys Davies from, he played Gimli in Lord of the Rings. But he's been in a lot of things. But anyway, that's his most recent and most famous. And the thing was, and he was bigger in person than I pictured him to be, because in Lord of the Rings, he's a dwarf. Oh, yeah, CGI. But anyway, so he was there. Leah Thompson from Back to the Future and Howard the Duck. And I kicked myself so hard. When I got home, I'm like, oh, I've got an original Howard the Duck movie poster. I mean, this is what, it came from a theater when Howard the Duck was showing at the theater back in the day. It would have been so cool to have her autograph that, but I forgot all about it. So, but anyway, let's see here. Jack Gleason from Game of Thrones, you know, King Joffrey, the guy that everybody hates and loves to hate him. They had, the guy that played Darth Maul and the guy that played Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Do you remember their names?
Do it.
Yeah. No, I don't. Ian McDiarmid was the Emperor. Is it Ray Park? That might be it. I don't know. Hey, tweet me if I'm wrong, and trust me. I'm just not that huge of a Star Wars fan, but I had to go meet Data. I had to meet Brent Spiner. Here's the deal. Okay, so Isaac, he's going to tell his part of the story too. Yeah, they had some animation voice actors too.
They had the guy who plays Vegeta and Piccolo, Chris Sabat, and they had the guy who plays Goku and King Kai. Sean Schimmel, both from Dragon Ball Z.
And that's who Isaac wanted to go see. They also had Philip LaMarche, the guy that played did the voice of the Brain from Pinky and the Brain. Also, Gray Delisle, Grimm's... Did he play... He played Mandy, right? Or she played Mandy on Grimm's Adventures, right?
Is that right? I'm not sure. I know she played Daphne in the new series.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Really?
That's Gray Delisle.
Oh, that's right. She's done a lot of voice work. But I thought that was interesting. Animation voice work people... And it's really good to get to meet the people behind the voices. And so Isaac had to go see the Dragon Ball Z guys. So we first get there. We got there just maybe about 20 minutes after they opened on Sunday. And so we got there, and first thing I said, let's get the autographs out of the way, and that way we can kind of mingle and kind of hang around in the rest of the con. Well, Isaac gets in line, and the line for these Dragon Ball Z guys is just huge. And for that early in the morning, it was huge. And I think you ended up about 3 hours total. Is that about right?
Total, I think...
Between the two of them?
Probably around 2 hours, 15 minutes through 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Because I know I waited...
It seemed like 8 hours.
I know I waited an hour in... at least an hour in Chris Sabat's line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Sean Schimmel's was considerably shorter, but I feel like everybody was getting Chris Sabat first and then Sean Schimmel, because that's kind of how they were.
I noticed that too. Yeah. So really, it was just one big line for both of them, because that's the way. Because I noticed nobody just went to one and left. While he went in his line, I was standing in line with him for a while. So I'll tell you what, I need to go over and meet Brent Spiner. His line was kind of low. Again, it was right at the beginning of the show, and so I went over there and I'm like, I'm going to get Brent Spiner's autograph. I'm going to go meet him, and I went over there and I was done and came back and I like moved maybe 10 feet. I was like, oh man. So, but here's the deal. Okay. So I'll go ahead and tell my story. Brent Spiner, great guy. One of the friendliest people I've met at any con ever. And I've met some really nice people. And this guy, basically everybody in line, he would talk to them about something. And it wasn't a matter of, you know, oh, hey, someone had a question about, oh, in that episode of Star Trek that you did this, well, you know, is actually, if they didn't have a question, he would strike up a conversation about and anything. And he'd get you into this conversation. Like for me, well, first of all, one of the questions I was going to ask him is that I saw that on IMDb that he's listed as starring in the new Independence Day movie. Well, in the first Independence Day movie, he died. And I'm like, and I was going to ask him, how is that going to happen? I mean, you died. How are they going to bring you back? And so a couple of people in front of me in line had already asked that question. And his response was, it was just great. He did this little theatrical flourish with, I'm not dead yet. And so, I mean, it was really cool. And I mean, and then we had a laugh. And he kind of, and he wouldn't give away the reason. He goes, you got to watch the movie. He says, it's really worth it, because the way that he's in there, you're going to love it. I'm like, okay. And so, and that was one full conversation. A couple people ahead of me. So there was my question that I had, the one question I had. So then I go up there, and he goes, well, you know, the first thing, you know, he does the autographs first and to get them out of the way so that we can talk. And so he goes, all right, who do I make it out to? And I said, to Guilty. And one thing about my name, Gil, is that people always try to add an extra L onto my name. I hate that. I hate that.
How do you think I feel whenever people try to add two S's to my name?
That's true. I'm glad I gave you that name then, so that you can have the same fate as me. And so I told him, I said, here, and I handed him my business card. I said, just so make sure you spell it right. He goes, Gil, G-I-L, who gets it wrong? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're like one of the few people, because I've had so many people. I had a caricature artist do my caricature, and then he goes, hey, what's your name? And I said, Gil, and he writes it with two L's, and I'm like, there's only one L, and he had to almost like erase half the picture because of the way he drew the name. And I'm like, ah. So anyway, but he goes, yeah. And so then we started a conversation about famous people named Gil and Gilbert. And it was just, you know, he goes, well, a lot of great people named Gil. He goes, Gil Gerard. And I'm like, oh yeah, Buck Rogers, right? And then he goes, Gilbert Gottfried. And he goes, never mind. And we had a good time playing with it. And we had a conversation about just something silly. And it was actually, I felt like he appreciated me. I told him I appreciated him, his work, because I did enjoy him as Data. He was like one of the best parts of Next Generation, in my opinion, next to Patrick Stewart, of course. But anyway, so, you know, we had a good time together and I thought that was really good. Now, all that time I spent talking to him and waiting in line while he talked to other people, I came over and I, like I said, only moved 10 feet. Apparently, and Isaac's going to tell that part when he tells his part of the story, but apparently the voice actors there also took the time with each one of those fans. So, and judging from the pictures Isaac got taken with the fans, or with the artists, you could tell they took the time. But let me tell you another thing. Here's one thing that got me about this con. Here's the only negative thing I'm going to say about Indiana Comic Con. And if this is the only negative thing I'm going to say, that's good. But the Indiana Comic Con, the artists there, normally at the other cons I go to, you buy the autograph, and they will also take your picture with the artist, or with the artist, you know, the actor, whatever they are, with your phone for free. Makes sense. I mean, it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't take any extra time. And so it goes along with the course. Here, they didn't do that. In fact, the major stars, the ones in the movies and TV shows, they had no selfies whatsoever. The only time you could take their picture was when they were signing your autograph. And I thought, and to me, I think that's kind of cheap. Because the only reason you want to take a picture of someone signing an autograph is if you're going to put it up on eBay. And when I go get autographs from these people, I want to A, meet the person and kind of have at least a little conversation. And B, I want to keep that autograph. and I'm not going to sell it. And so there's no reason for me to take a picture of them signing something, because that's just, that's all that is proof that it's an actual autograph. So that's, to me, that just cheapens it. Now, for Isaac, they charged $10 for the selfies.
But it was only $20 for the autograph.
And yeah.
So it was like a $30 autograph in total, to be honest.
Right, yeah. And with me, it was $50 for Brent Spiner, but to me, as that huge of a fan, it was worth it. And it still, it wasn't the Wizard World prices where it's $80, $90 an autograph. So, you know, it still worked out. But, like I said, that's the only negative thing I have to say, is that the selfies weren't allowed. And that really bugged me. Now, that might be, that might not have anything to do with Indiana Comic Con. That might have to do with the celebrities that they had there. But every one of the celebrities, a TV or movie, they had no pictures taken during the thing. I mean, and I understand, they have the photo ops that you can purchase with the artists. But they have those at the other cons too, and the photo op is usually a not really nice setting, and you get an 8x10 print and all that good stuff. But still, it's still they should allow that. That I mean, well, the only other exception to that is when we went to Horror Hound a few years ago, and Linda Blair was there. Her handlers were the most annoying, arrogant people I've ever met. Whether she is or not, I don't know. But I would say she is based on the people that surrounding her. And that was another one where no pictures, not even standing in line, could you take a picture of her signing autographs or whatever. You paid for what the picture that she signed, and that was it. You moved on. It was very businesslike, and I hated that experience, and that's why I didn't get her autograph at all. So, but anyway, that's my only gripe. If you're going to go to a Comic-Con, pay money, or any kind of a con, pay money to get in, and then pay to get an autograph. You should at least get a picture with your camera for free. You know, at least. And, I mean, it takes no extra time to do that. And so that's it. I mean, yeah, I understand they're selling photo ops. People will still buy the photo ops whether you get a selfie with them or not. Because a photo op is a better quality picture than a cell phone camera, etc. So, okay, there's my gripe. I'm done. Okay, so, now, after I got the autograph, I went on and Isaac was still in line. So I said, well, I'm going to go walk around while you're waiting in line, because I didn't... I don't think I could have stayed in the line after you get paid for the autograph anyway, because I think only paid people... I don't know. But anyway, so I went and walked around. First of all, I had to go meet with some friends. We had three friends that had tables set up there as artists. One of them is one of the friends of the podcast, Matthew Skillern. I've got several pieces of art from him. He's the one that did the original. One of these days, I'm going to post this on the... I think I might have already put that on the Nerd Up Podcast Facebook page, but it is the... He took a mashup of Kiss Destroyer album cover with Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's just one of the most coolest commissions I've ever seen, and I'm glad I got him to do that. So I'm a fan of his. He's got a comic book out called The Comic. It's only 2 issues out right now, but he does all this other artwork, and he was doing head sketches. Yeah, it reminds me, if we'd have gone back to see him, he had 2 sketches for you that you to pick from a choice. You could have had any two sketches.
Should have reminded me.
I forgot all about it until... Because we were tired by the time we left, though. But yeah, anyway, so... no problem. We'll see him at Free Comic Book Day. And then also, Jason Keith Phillips, who he has the company Mayonnaise and Bread. He's the one that... he did a painting of Goku that was just knockout beautiful. His work with color... His color paintings are just phenomenal. It's like when you see a painting by Van Gogh and you think, wow, that's how that guy sees the world. It's amazing, okay? And same thing with Jason. When you see his work, you're like, man, his view of the world must be beautiful, because that's some beautiful artwork, and that's the way he does the things. And no matter what the subject matter, he made a line of drawings that are just those muscle men, little bitty, teeny tiny action figures. I think they were just sold in gumball machines or something. I don't know. I don't remember, but they're like in the 80s or 90s, these little action figures. He did a series and drew pictures, large pictures of these things, and they're really cool, and his use of color is beautiful. So anyway, so I had to go talk to those guys because I love their work, and I was watching them. They were doing, you know, they were drawing while during the con, like most artists do. And so I talked to them for a while. I forgot to get an interview with him, but we've interviewed him before, and we'll probably interview him on Free Comic Book Day. And then I went and saw another friend of the podcast, a girl that's an artist from right here in Crawford County, Illinois, Lexi Branson, who has some really neat takes. We got some of her prints as well. We've got a Daredevil. We've got a Spider-Man Venom. She's got a great take and on her artwork. And so we talked to her. She's getting ready to graduate high school, which is unbelievable because she's that good this young. So she, if she sticks with it, she's going to be phenomenal. But let me jump back to Matthew Skillern. Like I said, Jason, I love his color. Well, Matt Skillern, the way he draws faces, he can make these expressions, and they're very actually simplistic faces, really, most of the time. But he can make these expressions on these characters that he draws just so cool. And his comic book, The Comic, I'm not sure what it's about because I bought the first issue, but one of the characters is Lawrence the Manphibian, so I had to buy a t-shirt of that as well. So, anyway, but yeah, so I think we'll talk to him on Free Comic Book Day, and we'll get an interview with him again. We've talked to him before at the Toy and Comic Expo. That's where I was introduced to his work. So, and so then, again, I just walked around the con. I looked at all the vendors. George Perez was there, Chris Claremont, Mark Wolfman. Those are my three biggies I wanted to meet and talk to, but they had pretty big lines, and they were in Artist Alley. They were in the middle of the con, and the lines there, I mean, they weren't overly huge like the autograph lines were, but they were quite long. And I being media and interviewing these guys, I don't want to interfere with the fans. I'd rather the fans, that's what they're there for, is the fans. So I didn't go up and approach them for interviews on that. But, and I really kicked myself for at least not going up and get a few signed pieces, but I didn't bring anything with me to get signed, and I wasn't sure if any of the comic, I'm sure the comic book vendors had some stuff by them, but I didn't feel like going through boxes and finding it. So, but they were there, and it was a true comic book con because it had the central hub was comic book artists and good comic book artists, and that were just well represented. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Isaac and let him talk about his experience with these voice actors that seemed like, just judging from the pictures alone, seemed like they were a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually, one of the complaints you had about, what was your complaint?
You couldn't get the selfie with them?
Well, Sean Schimmel, you could do this for Chris Sabat, but Sean Schimmel, you couldn't, like, have a voice recording. So if I wanted to, I could have gotten a voice recording of, like, Piccolo or...
oh, that would have been kind of neat. I never thought of that.
But I decided against it because I'm bad with conversation when it comes to people that I looked up to. Anyway.
I know what you mean. I'm the same way. I was nervous talking to Brent Spiner. Yeah.
Sean Schimmel, he wasn't doing that because it said specifically on a sign, no voice recordings. And it didn't say that on Chris Sabat's sign. So I was kind of curious. And, but I figured out later, actually, that Sean Schimmel, he was recovering from, like, being sick the previous day.
Oh.
Good old-fashioned convention flu.
Yeah.
So I guess that's understandable. But yeah, Chris Sabat and Sean Schimmel, they were both, like, really nice about how they did their signings. So whenever I finally got up to Chris Sabat, whenever he signed the people in front of me and then signed mine and then signed the guy behind mine... Like, he had us all wait because he wanted to get autographs done first, so he had us, like, wait to the side to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, whenever we took pictures, he tried... There was this guy that was cosplaying as Goku as a Super Saiyan.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He tried getting all of us, like, to have the hair behind us.
Oh,
so
okay.
So it looked like we had the hair.
Oh, really? That was actually planned. I thought that was, like, accidental. I remember
it was accidental on the first one.
Oh, okay.
But, and for the... I think it was the lady in front of me. Like, he had the thing where, like, it looked like you were crushing somebody's head.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Schimmel was doing signing behind them, so... But, yeah, he was really nice and friendly about, you know, he just kind of... If I wanted to, I probably could have had a longer conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was a huge line, so I didn't want to do that.
Right, right.
But Sean Schimmel, I don't know, there was something about, like, the lady that was taking the money, like, for both of them. Something struck me wrong about Sean Schimmel's. Because he seems really nice, but something, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it. But anyway... Yeah, he was really nice about, like, being, you know, a famous voice actor. And the thing is, not many people realize that he also does... Well, I guess not many, like, average watchers realize that he also does the voice of King Kai.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and he's said, like, I think it was the person in front of me, he told, yeah, not many people know that I do King Kai, so it always makes me, you know, imagine, yes, that's what my job is, to make sure people, you know, don't recognize the person behind the voice. Or he wants it to be a different voice than like Goku, you know.
Kira. Well, now, which one of them was it that you did the fusion?
Oh, that was Sean Schimmel.
Okay.
Yeah, he was doing poses. Chris Sabat was just a selfie, but he was also extremely nice about it. But Sean Schimmel was doing poses. Like, for some people, he did, like, the Kamehameha pose. And for other people, like, he did the powering up pose.
And you did something different.
Not really. I saw plenty of people actually do it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But... It's pretty good.
Yeah, he did the, if you're not familiar with the Steven Universe, this is the fusion dance that they do. And so him and Isaac and Sean Schimmel were fusing into a gym.
He touched my fingers. I'll never wash them again.
And he hasn't either. Let me tell you, it's been 5 days and he still hasn't.
They're rotting by now. Please help.
He's got this black stuff growing on the end of his fingers. So, but I mean, all in all, I mean, yeah, there's little gripes about fame and people getting more money out of it than, I mean, I think the biggest thing about a complaint with a con is that we're paying big money for
is
some
that
of
it's
these.
Not a pro.
Yeah. Is that we're paying big money to get into these, and then we have to pay even bigger money to get the autographs. I think there's somewhere it needs to be reached. Now, I will say that Indiana Comic Con, not as bad. I mean, their price was low. The prices were fairly low for the artists, and I think that's delegated by the artists anyway.
Oh, right.
But when you get like into the Wizard World ones, you're paying forever. So, but yeah, that's just a complaint of fans. We have to gripe about something. But anyway, so other than the artists, I mean, you know, the actors, what else did you do at the Comic Con?
I had to get some more pictures done by Terry Huddleston, who does all these. It's a really simplistic design. It's just a headshot of all the heroes from or villains from
Marvel and DC.
Yeah, miscellaneous series.
Well, that's the same artist you got at Indie PopCon with the gems, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
And well, for them, it's not a headshot, but you know, but it's just really simple. Yeah, there's something that's just so nice about having like a. I'd say probably, I want to go like 10 by 20.
Yeah, something like that,
inch picture of just a superhero head. And it's really nicely done, too. Like, it looks, a lot of these look actually symmetrical.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing. Yeah, their art, when we saw them at Indie PopCon last year, their art is, I mean, it's just really cool. And the thing about them is they have this huge wall display of these, all these faces from just about every hero, every animation that you can imagine. And they're, like you said, just really neat headshots. Now, what did you get this time around?
I got Flowey from Undertale. And then for Rebecca, I got Superman.
Yeah.
Because there was a buy one, or it was if it, for Undertale and Five Nights at Freddy's, it was like a buy one, get one free. So what I did, I decided to get Superman. I was like, I asked the guy who was like, managing the buying, I asked, hey, so can I get one of the ones that are a buy one, get one free deal, and then get a normal poster? And he seemed really unsure when he was talking to me. So the main, I'm assuming it's Terry.
Mm-hmm.
She came up to me, and she's like, oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Or, no, she asked, oh, which one are you wanting? And I just said Superman, you know, and she's like, oh, yeah, that'd be fine. Because, you know, I'd assume they have a lot of Superman, because quite popular.
Yeah, especially now.
Because
they need to look at a decent Superman rather than remember that Henry Cavill train wreck, so, yeah.
They need somebody with actual cheekbones.
Yeah, and a curly cue. Well, yeah, and exactly. I mean, and the thing is, they're just headshots. They're just heads. But you could identify everyone. I mean, like, the Superman one is the best one to see, because it's just a face. Without the curly Q, it's hard to tell that it's actually Superman, because there's no other, you know, S or anything else on the poster. Aquaman's another example of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get into, like, Deathstroke and some others, and you know exactly who they are just from the thing. But then there's Shazam and Black Adam and a few others. But, yeah, there's...
But they've got a wide variety of who they have. Like, I think out of all of the booths in the entire place, theirs probably reaches the highest because of how many posters they have to hang up.
I've actually heard complaints about them because theirs is so high. The people that have booths behind them, they hang some of their pictures on the backside too. And the people behind them that have a booth or a table set up, it looks like their table is being overwhelmed by the Terry Huddles. I've heard complaints about the size of theirs. Hey, size matters, I guess. But, yeah, I've heard complaints about that, but, yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, plus you gotta like, display how many you have or who you have.
Yeah. If you ever go to a con and you see Terry Huddleston art, you'll see all these faces. We've got now, officially, three pieces in the house of theirs.
One of them was Flowey, and then the other two are Jim's.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're really cool. I've been wanting to get one of his Carnage ones. Their Carnage is really cool, the way they have that one drawn. And then you also got an action figure from Dragon Ball Z.
I got a statue from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah. So
I got Raditz.
Yeah. And then what did I get? I got the T-shirt. Okay, that's about it. All right, so well, let's bring it into this podcast because we've got a couple of interviews to talk to some folks. One of them, and please, Halia, please forgive me. I'm not going to even try to pronounce your last name. She was the media coordinator or press agent. I forget what she called it, what her official title was, but she was the go-between between the convention and me as media. And I interview her coming up, and. She talks about the success of this time around and also looking at next year's convention. And we talk about some things about next year. And again, being the third year, it's a definite thing because they just keep getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And so anyway, we'll talk with her. Again, it's funny. I was joking around with her before we did the interview, but she's got one of those last names. That this is the last name is what got me. And it's one of those last names with a lot of consonants, you know, with W's, Z's, K's.
Is it Werben Jagerman Jensen? Smitty? He was number one?
Maybe. But anyway, but her first name, she's Hawaiian. So her last name's got all these consonants. Her first name has got like 37 vowels. So I said, well, it looks like you evened it out then. So it was really nice. But anyway, she was a super nice woman, knew exactly what she was doing. She ran that place. I mean, she was the coordinator for a lot of things. In fact, whenever we got done, there was some kind of emergency happened among one of the guests, and so she was in the go-between on that. All right, so that interview will be coming up here pretty soon. So in the meantime, wrap it up. We just had a good time, and definitely will go to next year's, right?
Right.
All right, so let's go ahead and get to the interview section, and then we'll close out the podcast. Hey, good news. You can now go to nerduppodcast.com, and you'll get you right to where you need to be, nerduppodcast.com. Guilty Wilson, once again with the Nerd Up Podcast, going to give you a wrap-up of Indiana Comic-Con 2016. And I'll tell you, I'm here on a Sunday closing out events, and it's been a blast all day long. Right now, I have got Halia Smolzeski. Oh, man, I got that name right. So Halia is with a press agent here at Indiana Comic-Con, and I just wanted to kind of get a few words. Basically, I want to know, how's it been going all weekend? I saw pictures all over the internet from Saturday, and it just looked like a huge, amazing crowd yesterday. Today, it's Sunday. Normally, I came on Sunday because I figure people are less busy if I want to do the interviews, but no, it's still busy here. So how's the weekend been going for you guys?
Well, the weekend's been going really, really great for us. Definitely a huge success. Yesterday, Saturday is always our biggest crowd. And I think starting today, we had about 40,000 people here, which is a big increase from last year. Excuse me. We had 36,000 attendees.
Now, how many years has this been going on here?
Well, this is actually only our third year here, which is why we were so pleasantly surprised with how many people have been coming out. Every year we're getting bigger, we're getting better, and we're hoping to add on an expansion for next year.
Well, that'll be really nice. I noticed you guys kind of got a mix of everything here. You've definitely got the comic books represented, and that's what I love. I got to meet Chris Claremont, Marv Wolfman, all these people. These are the guys, and that's what I expected. But you guys got a lot more going on. You've got some celebrities. You want to talk a little bit about the celebrities that came in over the weekend?
Yeah, definitely. We have a pretty diverse roster, in my opinion, at least. We have Leah Thompson from Back to the Future, a classic. Ian McDiarmid and Ray Park from the Star Wars universe. We have Jack Gleason from Game of Thrones. And then, of course, John Rhys-Davies, who plays Gimli in Lord of the Rings. And He is absolutely one of the best guests we have. So kind. And then we also have a wide assortment of voice actors.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things, I went up and my son, a big Dragon Ball Z fan, he came in to get the autographs from the voice actors from them, Chris Sabat and Sean Schimmel, and he just was ecstatic. That's one thing, whenever he said, we're going to Comic-Con, I'm like, well, yeah, but, you know, we got to do this as the podcast. I said, we got to go and do interviews, we got to talk. He goes, I'm getting autographs, you do interviews, I'll join you later. And so you definitely got, but one of the things I was surprised, we came in, I'd say right at opening time this morning, maybe a little bit after you opened, and we got in line, and he stood in line for a long time for both of those guys' autographs. I mean, it wasn't unbearable. Mm-hmm. It was a long line. And in other words, those guys are popular, and you really hit on a market on that one, I think. Did you expect that?
Well, we do have some other shows, and we've been testing out the waters to see what our attendees like in each city. And we really went for the voice actors this time. We wanted to bring a solid roster, and attendees loved it. We were hoping they would. We're so glad they do. And all of our voice talent has just been absolutely wonderful to work with.
I see one of my favorites, Gray Delisle. She's here. Let's see. I'm trying to think. LaMarche.
Maurice LaMarche,
thank you. Maurice LaMarche, he was the brain. I mean, the thing is, we as fans, we love those guys doing those voices, and a lot of people just don't think, who's the person behind that? And now you get to meet him, and that's what made Indiana Comic-Con a little bit more fun this year. Brent Spiner, I got to meet him. That was one of my autographs that I had to have. So what's your plans for next year? I mean, this year's gone so great. What's your plans for next year? Any ideas?
Well, we, as a comic book convention, we love to represent comic books primarily, but then also cater to everyone. So we've been doing that for 3 years, and we're essentially just hoping to expand a little bit more, bring back stronger guests, bring back more guests, and just really provide attendees with as much activities as possible.
Now, one of the other things about this being a comic book convention, you got the, like I said, Chris Claremont, Marv Wolfman, those are my guys, okay? There's a lot more here than just those two guys, trust me. But you also have some local comic book artists, and you're really helping push the local comic book community and artist community. What kind of response do you get on that, do you think?
Well, one thing that our company, the people who work, our team and our owners are really interested in is art. You know, it all starts with comic books, and it is an art, and it's beautiful, and it's interactive. And so what we try to do is we try to really immerse ourselves in whatever community we're in, pull artists who are trying to get their name out there and work their way up, and just kind of give them an opportunity to showcase what they have. And that's mainly what our Artist Alley showcases. We have a lot of local artists or artists from the Midwest area, and a few that travel, but mainly we try to stick to the community.
Yeah, definitely. I know there's one of the artists I know is like lives about 10 miles from my house. I'm from Illinois, so she lives from 10 miles from my house, and like amazing to see her at Indiana Comic Con. All right, so next year, another bigger, bolder. You guys, this'll be your fourth one. I know it's kind of early to ask this, but any big surprises to expect for next year that you can reveal now?
Oh, I can't reveal anything specifically, but I can say that we are working on some. I want to say some details on our costume contest next year, hopefully to open the room up a little bit. We always try to pick a big room because it's one of our biggest events, and we always hit capacity. So that's all I can give you right now.
Okay, I was hoping for a little secret. But all right, well, once again, that's Halia Smalzeski. I just seeing it written down, it's a beautiful name, seeing it in writing, but it's tough on the tongue. Anyway, thank you for joining me, and I'll be back next year having more fun.
All right, that's it for the podcast, and let's see here. First of all, don't forget, go to nerduppodcast.com, check it out. We've got all sorts of stuff. You can buy the t-shirts, you can just even make a donation if you want to help us out on the podcast. Once again, I'm Gil T. Wilson. You can reach me at Gil Wilson on Twitter.
I'm Isaac Wilson. You can reach me, well, not at anything, but Evil Bacon, Ebel Bacon on YouTube.
And that's Ebel with a B. And Bacon with a B, too. So, as we say all the time, stay nerdy.